You know, it's interesting listening to that that interview, and there was a rather brilliant thesis written recently at Exeter called Game of Crones, which was about, in part, Maleficent by Dr. Katie, who's somebody I know, and people have talked about this, you know, written about this theme that was being discussed in the interview, and I think that's all very admirable. I wish I thought the film was any good. I didn't. I think that there's a number of problems with it. The first one is that the issue that was kind of addressed about Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, she's not. Mm. And it has to say at the beginning, you remember when we went through the whole of the end of the first film and it turned out she wasn't? Well, the story still lives on that she is, which is kind of like, okay, so forget the fact that we killed the shark at the end of the thing. We go back to having... So, number one. Secondly, the plot is kind of all over the place. I mean, it literally looked like somebody had taken a bunch of Scrabble things and thrown them into a room and said to three writers, just arrange them in any form whatsoever, as long as we've basically got these key sets of themes. Thirdly, I thought that visually it was a perfect example of that thing about how CG and stuff just it seems weightless. It didn't have magic. I mean, there was flying and there was magic powders and there was battles and there was ramparts and there was stuff, and yet I kept looking at the three cute fairies and going, that's just the weirdest bit of
they freaked me out so much.
It's just the strangest bit of CG concoction where you think that there must be a better way of doing this than doing that. Then there is, I mean, on a much more trivial level, there is the issue of the battle of the accents. It does sound like people gargling the English language. I mean, when that thing, family, spelt F-A-I-R, it's like, what, have you swallowed a load of Rolls-Royce parts? Family is very important. And then, you know, Sam Riley doing that kind of weird Irish accent. It's just a hop, skip and a jump away from breaking into Leprechaun. In that, and I'm just sitting there thinking, there are so many good ideas that are surrounding this. And in that interview, you picked up on them, and they were talking so intelligently and so, you know, brilliantly about it. And I want to see the film that they're talking about. Mm. But unfortunately, what I felt like I got was a load of kind of, you know, bit parts left behind, bolted together, stuck onto a chassis, because it looked for all the world like somebody had said, is the director of Pirates of the Caribbean 5 busy? No, get them in, you know, do a bit of that. And, you know, because that thing took money before. And there is a certain charm in the Battle of the Cheekbone sequences in which, you know, they're sort of squaring off against each other. That's not enough to sustain a movie. And there were times when it looked like Lord of the Rings light, which is not something that anything ever wants to look like. Mm. Because it's like, we'll talk about this a little bit later on, don't invoke films that sort of change the way in which people see, unless you're going to be changing the way in which people see things yourself. And so I confess, I came out of it, and a colleague of mine said, did you enjoy that? And I, without hesitation, said no. And they said, why? And I said, well, it's just not very good, is it? And the more I thought about it, the more I thought about, have you ever seen Leap Year with Amy Adams?
I heard your review first.
There's a line in it in which Amy Adams says, it is not a pile of old poo. To which the answer is, it kind of is.
Never even suggested.
Because with that much talent, honestly, I'm sure you liked it more than I did.
I struggled with it. I actually was surprised by the first movie, which I didn't expect to like. And I watched it with my kids and we all really enjoyed it.
And it had an arc and an end.
And they were incredibly excited about this movie. And I have to say, I came home and I said, you're not going to go for this movie. Because it just sort of, it kept falling, from the very beginning for me, it was falling between two sort of stools.
It didn't know what it wanted to be.
Was Maleficent on the side of the Moors people or not? Were they scared of her or was she their hero? From the start, I couldn't work that out. For me, there was... when they went dark, they hadn't really earned it, but then it was too dark. Things would get destroyed and then it would be fine. You know, I mean, the entire the entire human world gets destroyed, but then it's actually fine when the sun comes out. a second later... And there were so many frustrating things. It was hard to hold on to anything positive, which I was really trying to do. I really tried with that movie.
But it sounds like
it just kept losing me.
Fine. So you have the same experience, which is that I wanted it to be so much better than it was.
Yeah.
I wanted it to grip me, to transport me.
And I read this L interview that I referenced in my interview with them. It was something that I'd read in this magazine. And it was so brilliantly written by Angelina Jolie. I mean, this superb study of how women have been seen throughout history, linking it into Maleficent. So I was excited.
Yep.
And like you say, that film was not there.
Exactly. I want to see that film.
Exactly.
But not this film.
There we go.